When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
That's a great one. I like this one.
Classic one. Is this your favorite Christmas song?
It's one of them. No, the ones I like, that the ones that, this one by what? Isaac Hayes.
Backdoor Santa.
Backdoor Santa's a pretty good one. Santa Claus Needs Some Lovin'. Who is that? Can't remember who sings that.
I don't know. Some of these feel
They're a little racy. But they're supposed
Albert
to be.
King, is that Santa Claus Needs Some Lovin'? Albert King?
Santa Claus Needs Some Lovin'.
I think someone's grandma getting smoked by a reindeer might be the line.
Yeah, that's terrible.
My favorite line is that grandpa's taking it while watching football with Cousin Mel.
Well, that's what you do.
Just drinking some beer, watching football.
All bothered.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Grandma's gone. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Then we'll let you hear the locker room last night in D.C. as it sounds like they won their Super Bowl yesterday. But it does set up potentially a rematch between these two teams in a few weeks. All right, let's go to Bill in Warrington. Hey, Bill.
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys? Let me take your speakerphone.
You got it, Bill. What's up?
Hey, I'll get to the point so you won't long talk and yell at me for long talking again, like you did the whole day. And your announcer, whoever answered the phone, yelled at me too. So I was a little heated, but I took my
Bill,
medicine,
don't
so
take
I'm
it
good.
Personally.
You know, we
it's
all
okay.
got these attitudes. It's so close.
Kyle
to
yells at all of us.
I'm like, damn. I'm like, no good morning. No, how you doing?
No, that ain't what we do around these parts. Not
no,
after
no,
L.
It's all good. I know. No, I have to agree with you on this one. I mean, you can't let up that many points in the fourth quarter, especially when your quarterback goes out. That's when your defense, which is supposed to be a top defense, needs to step up and get tight and settle it out. 20 points, was it, in the fourth quarter?
22.
22. Like, if they even, what is that, field goal less than we win?
Yeah. I mean, if they give
up 19 points, we still win. But they gave up that extra three that made us loss. And that's the only thing that worried me. I'm not down on the defense. I still think we have a good defense. CJ, GJ is just a little nuts. But again, that's got to be where a time where you think, like, if that was the Super Bowl, if that was the playoffs, your defense has got to lock it down. Now, if that was for the number one seed, which can make us a better shot at the Super Bowl, then the defense has got to know our quarterback's out. We got to handle business and help the team out and lock it down. I mean, that's how when I played, I didn't play much. I mean, I played little college, that's it, small school. But when I was on defense playing a cornerback, it was told fourth quarter, lock it down or something. Someone got hurt.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the mentality that you have to have. And I mean, I understand where Kyle's come from. Kyle's the most passionate fan that I know, and he gets like that. But the bottom line is this. If you know that there's an entity or a part of your team that's not at full strength, as a defender, you know that it's on you, and you have no excuses. I remember going into games. We were getting ready to play the Atlanta Falcons the first year I got here. And I remember Emmett Thomas coming into the room and saying, hey, you know the offense is struggling. You're probably going to have to play 40 minutes in this game. And we all looked at each other and was like, we got to do what we got to do. We ended up losing that game by about 3 points because our offense couldn't score. But that's the mentality that you have as a defender, especially as a defender on the number one defense in the NFL, you give up 36 points, man, you're disappointed. I don't give a damn if you got 20 turnovers. If you gave up 36 points, you're not happy about that. My fault, you got it. You got me going.
It's a man thing, though. Sorry, it's a man check thing, though, too. Like, if you're in that locker room, you're the defense, you're checking your manhood. Like, look, we're down by a quarterback. You know, we have some issues. Like, do you got the manhood to hold up or not? And that's what they did not show yesterday, but I think they can and will show in the future. But again, I want my defense to say some quarterback's out, my manhood's in check, because if we lose, you know, it could be on us, because the offense ain't going to do much for us. So we're going to have to almost pitch pretty much close to a low scoring game as we can. to help this team out.
Well, and yeah, I mean, really, yesterday, and Bill, it's a good phone call, and I appreciate it. They didn't even need a shutout yesterday. I mean, the way everyone's acting today, or not everyone, but a lot of people are acting as if Kenny came in the game and the Eagles scored 3 or 6 points the rest of the way. That's not what happened. He came in the game, it was 7-0. From that moment on, like the minute he walked in the game, if you had told me the Eagles get to 33 by the end, would any of us think they're going to lose the game?
Well, just answer.
No,
here's where I think that argument falls flat. Like, we've had Chip Kelly offenses in the past that scored at high volume, but you know what they did? Scored too quick. They put the defense back on the field, right? So, like, this whole thing about Kenny Pickett put up 26 points, yeah, Chip Kelly offense might have put up 30 or 40, right? But their defense got destroyed because they were constantly on the field. Like, the context matters.
So, but also, you...
That's not an excuse.
It works both ways.
It totally is.
But it works both ways.
They were tired?
Yes, huge. Do defense not get tired?
No,
they were only out there for 23 minutes.
They were out there for 13 possessions.
Okay.
Too quick in between. They didn't have any time to rest.
But there's also other contexts. You brought up this morning that the Eagles' offense was faulty on third down, right? They couldn't sustain possession.
Horrific on third down.
How about all the third downs the Eagles' defense let the Commanders have, and they kept the football? Like, you're right. That the Eagles shouldn't have been on the field for as much. The Eagles' offense could have held it more. Also, the Eagles' defense, if they were playing like they have all year, they would have got the ball back again.
But they were out there all the time. Like, so I'm looking back at box scores where Eagles had good defensive games against what we would consider decent offenses. The Steelers totaled in that game that we played them 8 possessions on offense. One of them was a kneel down, I think, at the end of the half. The Ravens, 9. One of them was a kneel down at the end of the half. And then the Bengals, 8. And one of them was a kneel down at the end of the half. So we're talking 8-7. The Commanders had 13. That's at least 5 more opportunities for their offense to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, we can say that maybe it says something about this defense, but we know that with the full complement of players on offense, and we can play complementary football, that's what the defense looks like. So I don't know how we can't sit here and say the number one reason that the Eagles lost yesterday is because the quarterback went out and everything fell into place after that.
They were 36 points.
Yeah, they lost because their defense was terrible.
Yeah,
I honestly think you guys are being silly.
We just view it differently.
They gave up 36 points.
I mean, they lost 36.
It's just such an oversimplified way of saying
it.
It just is. No, it totally is.
But there's more. It's not just the defense. The defense is the biggest reason for me. The special teams was horrendous. They missed a field goal and allowed an average starting position on the 40-yard line.
Right, so a bad offense that's not possessing the ball and a special teams that put you in disadvantageous positions, and we're going to say the defense is the number one reason they lost. It doesn't make sense.
But see, here's the thing.
It's not math.
You knew. No.
It is math. And they got 22 fourth quarter points.
Nope. You knew when Jalen went down that the game was going to be different.
Of course.
That's my point.
But no, listen to what I'm saying.
But
as a defender, you have to tighten up your belt. You know it's probably going to be even more adverse than it needs to be. You can't give up 36 points,
you can
Kyle.
Put the 85 Bears out there, and if they have 13 possessions, then they're going to put...
You put the 85 Bears out there, and they probably wouldn't give up 36 points.
No way.
Guys.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, at some point, you just got to say... 215-592-9494.
Like the caller said, sometimes you just got to let them drop. You just got to let them drop, and do your thing.
I'm totally okay with saying the defense wasn't great yesterday, but I can also see why. I'm also adding context to why. That's why I don't think they're the number one reason that we lost. They didn't have a good day, but they were held back by the special teams and the offense.
I think here's the difference. People that are saying it's defense or whatever today are basing it on what we watched yesterday. The Hurts thing is pretend. We don't know what would have happened. We didn't play beyond the first drive.
No, but we have a huge sample size of how this entire team looks while Hurts is in.
But we don't know what happened yesterday.
We have a really damn good idea. And if we're all going to sit here and be honest with ourselves, then we know that the game looks different. We know we win if our quarterback doesn't get injured.
I don't know.
No, what's more likely, Joe? Just with being completely 100% honest, do you think, if you had to guess right now, you put your money down, the Eagles win that game with Jalen Hurts as QB?
Yes, I also would have put my money down.
Done.
On the minute he went out of the game, if you said they get to 33 points, I would have said there's no way this Eagles defense, after 2 straight months of 20 or less, is giving up 36.
Right, but you can see why they might have, right? You can see some of the reasons as to why they might have allowed 36 points.
Sure, there's also a lot of luck that went their way in the game. We realize the Eagles recovered 5 fumbles. Actually, I believe they recovered 9.
They were stripping the ball out of their hands.
I know, but fumbles.
Interceptions.
Actually, sorry.
Turnover on downs, punts. The defense was doing its job.
Two of the turnovers were interceptions, right? We'll give them full credit on that because they took the football away. Fumbles in the NFL tend to be a lot of luck-based. When it hits the ground, who lands on it is more luck.
Well, wait
a second.
What are we doing, though?
But just let me finish.
Because they're knocking the ball out.
They fumbled four times themselves, Kyle, and landed on all four. Like, they played a bad football game yesterday.
Okay. Adds to my point, then. The offense almost gave them opportunities.
You're just not listening. They played a bad football game yesterday. They played a bad game all over the place. The coach said it. They were sloppy. They fumbled four times themselves. They happened to land on all four of their own fumbles. They forced three fumbles on the Commanders. They landed on all of them. Like, if things don't go the other way, they might have given up 40-something points.
If you gave every player on that Eagles defense true serum and asked them why you think they lost that game, they would all say, it started when Jalen Hurts went down.
Hugh, you played. Do you think the defense would say it's Jalen Hurts?
No, they would say it
true
was them.
True serum, yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, my goodness.
I guarantee you, you would put it, it's on the defense. They gave up 36 points, Kyle.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't take that they just give up 36
I'm
points.
I'm trying to
no,
tell
because
you.
It's not giving me a real reason. Like, why did the defense give up 36 points?
I just gave you, that's the real. That's
no,
the realest
all
reason
you're
you
saying
have.
Is they gave up 36
all right, let's
points.
Go back to the phone. Let's go back. Shalia is up. What's up, Shalia?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey,
good,
how you doing?
Shalia, what's up?
You know, I'm kind of frustrated with y'all, and I'm going to be quite honest. I feel like, at the end of the day, there's no respect for Jalen Hurts because he went out. Let's call a spade. He went out. The game changed. Like, I know that maybe the defense gave up too many points. But if you got 5 turnovers and you only got 6 points off some turnovers, what does that say? I don't care if they got 36 points. My thing is, if you got 5 turnovers, capitalize off them turnovers. There was no capitalization off those turnovers.
They gave you 6 points, though, Shalia.
What is 6 points off of 5 turnovers? That's one touchdown.
I feel like y'all not giving Jalen Hurts the respect.
Y'all not giving Jalen Hurts at the respect at the end of the day. The man went out, the game changed.
They scored more than points than that off turnovers. Kenny Pickett threw a touchdown pass on that first drive. Wasn't that off a turnover?
Jalen got them to the end zone. We already clarified that. Jalen got them down the field off of there. All he had to do was throw the joint. All he had to do was throw the ball.
I don't know.
Are we watching the same game? Jalen, you make it sound like they were on the 1 yard line. It was a touchdown.
We're talking about points directly after Washington turned it over. 6.
It's a spiral of events. It's a spiral of events. That's all it is. Nobody was on AT yesterday. Jalen Hurts went out and everybody fell off. So I don't understand why the blame is solely on the defense.
The defense was terrible.
The defense gave up 36 points.
Oh, my God. I'm actually going to
lose it. You gave up 36 points off, but you got 5 turnovers. If you look at a game, I don't care.
That actually makes it worse. I don't know why this is hard to understand. If you take the football away 5 times and still allow 36 points, like the command, think about if the Commanders probably have they look at it like we had this many possessions and we gave 5 away. If they don't get those turnovers, the Commanders might have scored 50.
We know something happened between the turnovers and the Commanders getting the ball back. Back, right? No, we know that, right? Like, we know something did happen in the game between when they turned it over and when and how they got the ball back. Like, we understand that there was a reason they got the ball back, right?
The way we're talking today is if the offense went three and out, 15 sacks, interception, interception.
Not only that, we all know that Jalen is the straw that stirs the drink. Kenny Pickett came in and gave you 26 points.
I feel like I watched a different game.
And I'm trying to tell you, everybody, something that I've lived through. When Donovan got hurt and we were in a playoff run,
yep.
We knew Donovan was the star that stirred the drink. And we also knew that as a defense, we had to play better because Donovan is hurt and we have to compensate for his loss.
Did Kenny Pickett give us 26, or did our defense putting us in good field position and a long Saquon run give us 26?
Let me simplify it even more. Was Kenny Pickett on the field when 26 points was scored?
Yes.
Kenny Pickett did his job.
He did. And the defense
didn't do their job.
The defense put Pickett in position to even get a field goal. They gave us good field position by flipping the field. And we get 6
been
points.
On average giving up 18 points a game.
I just think it's insane.
On average, going into this game, what was their average giving up?
17-6.
I don't give a damn how the game played out. They gave up 36 points.
You should give a damn how the game played out.
I'm trying to tell you, it don't matter as a defender. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
What about
matter.
Just like as an objective viewer of the game, not somebody who's on the field saying, damn,
I'm
we
talking,
got beat. Like, I get the competitor standpoint.
And no disrespect to you or anybody else, but I'm talking as somebody who's played the game and has been in these exact positions. And I'm telling you from that perspective, how it goes down.
Well, I think that perspective lacks objectivity. Respectfully. No, it does. Because you're speaking from the position of the competitor who's going to say, man, that's on me. Like,
yes,
because
it is. It is see, on you. Well, it's on you. This is. You know what this
well,
is?
Well, then, you know what, Hugh? Kenny Pickett's going to say it's on me. How about that?
If he does, it is.
Well, then, if
but
we're going to be subjective, then let's be subjective.
This is a participation trophy mentality.
It's unbelievable. I mean, like.
This is what this is.
Now, you're giving Kenny Pickett a participation trophy.
Hold on a second.
For 26 points that he has anything to do with.
Oh, my God. You realize the way Kenny played? What I find so ironic is Jalen has played like this season. They've had offensive games like this yesterday.
Not 3-for-16 on third down. Not capitalizing on the turnovers.
Sure.
Like, the one thing Jalen does do.
Can I finish? They've had games where the passing game looked like yesterday. I could pick out 3 or 4 of them. Like 160 yards, 14 mm-hmm. completions.
Right. Yep.
They had those games.
And
yesterday
game.
Also, we're just completely throwing away the end of the game because it didn't turn out the way we wanted. He was down a point. Kenny Pickett was down, converted 2 fourth downs, and they kicked a field
left
goal to
the
go
field
above.
With the lead?
He did. I mean, he did. Also,
but
he did. Also, at the end, they got the ball back again,
it
right?
It shouldn't have come down to the foot. Like, we should have been kicking their ass, and we would have been if our starter was in.
Okay.
We would have.
Same starter that 2 weeks ago, we wondered, could he throw the ball? Like, we make it sound like Jalen's played at MVP level all year. Jalen has had 4 or 5 games like yesterday. What is the difference?
But now you're simplifying it to just the passing offense. We know that the running game was not as effective without Jalen in there. Like, it all works together.
The biggest difference yesterday, I don't care if it's Pickett, Hurts, Foles, Wentz, Cunningham, I don't care. That I've seen that quarterback play plenty of times. The difference
right,
is.
What about in the run game?
They ran for 150 with the running back.
It is.
Barry Sanders had a whole career like that. Like the idea that we just can poo-poo the 68-yard run and focus more on the other runs, it doesn't work like that. It all counts.
I just don't understand
the difference
why.
Is the defense yesterday, for the first time in 2 months, stunk. They stunk.
Well, are we just using one number and say, this? Like, if there's there are
stunk
context
is, stunk
to statistics,
is strong.
Though?
They were uncharacteristic. They had some uncharacteristic miscues.
22.
Is there no context
points.
To any of this?
I don't feel like.
Yes, I gave context.
Let me say this because I feel like people listening think that it's all doom and gloom. I don't think that. I just think yesterday, like I said earlier, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Yeah.
And that's what it was yesterday. They made a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes defensively yesterday. I can't remember the last time I saw them have any issues with personnel. I can't think of that. I can't think of any time. I can't think of any time where this defense has played as undisciplined and got as many penalties as they got yesterday. That's something that this defense hasn't done in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, and I hear all these intangibles, and I know people are mad because they think we're slighting Jalen Hurts. Nobody's slighting Jalen Hurts. Here's the thing. Take the emotion out of what I'm trying to tell you.
Absolutely not.
Take the emotion out of what I'm trying to tell you. And look at what Kenny Pickett's job was. Kenny Pickett's job was to go out there and hold the fort. He wasn't going out there. Nobody said Kenny Pickett go beat Jalen. You can see that, obviously, from the right way that they called the plays.
Yep.
They said, Kenny, go out there and do the best that you can. Every game that we are in, when the game starts, what's the first thing that we do if we win the kickoff or not? We defer to the defense.
Yep.
You know why? Because the defense sets the tone. And I understand that everybody mad and can't understand what I'm saying. But I don't invoke this a whole lot of times. But I'm going to invoke it today, damn it. I play defense. I've been in these situations. And I'm trying to tell all y'all, whether you agree with me or not, that's the mentality of a defender. You go out there and you give up 17 points, you give up 36 points, that's your fault. I don't give a damn if you got 20 turnovers. If you go out there and give up 36 points, you didn't do your job for the day. Bottom line. That's how it plays out. And if nobody understands that, it's not meant for you to understand because you ain't played at that level, respectfully. That's the truth. And it ain't a cat that I played with that I ain't even talked to him that ain't don't feel the same way that I do because at the end of the day, you gave up 36 points.
Yep.
Regardless to how you did it, regardless to what if I got 6 sacks on the day and I gave up 36 points, that's not a good day. Bottom line. When on the board, every defensive board from anybody that played defense tells you 17 points a game, 100 yards. That's what you don't want to give up. And when you do that, you ain't done your job. Bottom line.
Yeah. Look, they didn't lose for one reason, but I put the defense, the special teams, their lack of discipline, one of their key players, and part of the reason they probably had those miscues late in the game is because Chauncey Gardner-Johnson wasn't out there. I didn't expect anything more out of Kenny Pickett. I thought he played fine.
He did his job.
I didn't think he lost the game. And if you expect him to win the game, then obviously the defense isn't good enough yesterday. That's the problem. The defense was the problem yesterday. That's the way I view it. I feel like people watch different games. Like yesterday, if you want a day that proves Jalen Hurts is worth, it wasn't yesterday. What are you guys talking about? They put up 33 points. Their points per possession with Hurts and Pickett wasn't that different than it is all year.
There's something called ball control.
That's great.
No, it's not great. It meant everything to the game yesterday.
Ross is going to join us next. Again, there's you want context.
Yeah, when I'm giving you context.
When you force a when you earn a possession on the opposite side of the 50, there's no ball control, Kyle.
You should score a touchdown.
When you have a 60
well, then you should score a touchdown.
That's fine. That's not ball control. They control the ball.
That's part of the context.
They had a 68-yard touchdown run. You can't. That's a touchdown.
I guess my point is with Jalen in, you get the best of both worlds. You control the ball and you capitalize.
But Jalen's better than him. We know this.
That's the point. So I'm not saying blame Kenny Pickett. It's okay that we lost with a backup in. That's my point.
Oh, that's fine.
There's no big picture concerns because we only lost because the backup was in. It's okay.
I think there's bigger issues than they lost yesterday for bigger reasons than
we
just
do
Jalen.
Have bigger issues.
Well, they obviously have issues they have to fix before next week. Defense plays like this. They're going to win playoff games? Nope.
They're not going to have to play like
this
because we're going to have a better offense.
All right, 215. That was why we were all concerned 2 weeks ago against the Panthers. The offense isn't efficient. Will the defense be as good? They weren't yesterday. 215-592-9494. Ross Tucker joins us next. We'll get back to all your phone calls. What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost yesterday? I mean, like for the first time in 2 months, we're yelling after a game. This is not fun. But it's obviously not just the quarterback. I think the defense, special teams, coaching, it all factored in. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 90.